Hello and happy Friday, guys. Welcome back to our Path Politics podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, I am your host, Brittany McDowell. And if this is your first time tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. Anywho, if you don't know, we are a tax-exempt political organization, and I'm super excited for this weekend. I hope you are too, and it's not because I have some very fun, adventurous life. I mean, I have a pretty good life, but no, I don't have anything exciting going on this weekend. What I do have excitement about is the fact that this is the weekend that it begins. It begins, you're like, Brittany, what are you talking about? What begins what? Well, not too long ago, I mentioned a tweet that President Trump put out about how ICE raids are going to begin deporting many illegal aliens. And guys, the time is upon us. The time draweth nigh. This weekend, the Trump administration plans to follow through on the threats that, well, some people say threats. I'm going to say the promises to deport illegal aliens, okay? And it's going to start not just with the people coming along right now, not with the people who are going to be coming across the border in the next 10 or 15 minutes, because they're coming across that often. Whenever you listen to this, some people have just crossed, believe me. But it's going to start with the people who already have removal orders, okay, that have been signed by an immigration judge, and they just have said, you know what, I don't want to go. You can't make me go. I'm sorry to tell you, yes, we are going to make you go starting this Sunday. And if you're not in this first batch of people who are being deported, you're going in the next batch, or maybe the batches are going to keep coming and coming and coming, but they are starting Sunday. Okay. So that's what we're talking about in this podcast episode. We're talking about the raids beginning. We're talking about these government officials and how they feel about them, because some people support them, some people don't, but that's what we're going to talk about in this episode. Let's go ahead and let's get started. So, guys, we all know, especially with California now giving free healthcare to illegal aliens and mayor's warning of raids. I don't know if you remember, I talked about it not too long ago about how the Oakland mayor had warned illegal aliens of ICE raids when President Trump announced those raids. Guys, California politicians are not too happy about this, okay? This is the weekend that they have been dreading. Like, dude, like Governor Gavin Newsom, when President Trump is done with these raids, he's going to have no one to give free health care to. I mean, he could give the free health care to, I don't know, his American California constituents, but no, his true constituents, his illegal alien foreign national constituents, the ones he's given free health care to, they're not going to be here to get it, because, guys, ICE is planning to begin the raids on Sunday. Like, I'm jonesing for Sunday, guys. You know, and I think it's safe to say on Sunday night, you know, the news, if you do happen to watch Sunday night news in Miami and in Brooklyn, Los Angeles, Houston, and in Florence, Arizona, where they have the highest groups of illegal aliens in this country, those cities, their Sunday night news is going to be about the raids that happened earlier that day. But what's also safe to say is that the way the news is going to be portrayed in certain cities is going to be very different. These events are going to be covered very differently. Like I said, in California, you've got politicians out there considering illegal aliens their constituents, giving them free health care, all that good stuff, absolutely not paying American citizens, their true constituents, the people who actually could vote to put them in office, not paying them any attention. So they're going to be very sad about it. And when you see it on the news in, I don't know, say Los Angeles, they're going to frame it as the big, bad, evil, racist, bigoted ICE agents coming and doing the bidding of the extra white supremacist President Trump. That's what that news story is going to look like on Sunday night. But on the flip side, I don't know, in a city like, let's go with Miami, in a state where they have outright said, you know what, this sanctuary status crap will not be allowed here in this state, they're going to actually frame it in a different way. It's going to be, yes, ICE raids have started because, you know what, we are a state that believes in compliance with federal law. We believe in enforcing and upholding the laws of this country. So it's going to be exciting to see what the news is going to be like on Sunday. But whatever the case, you are going to be getting some very interesting news stories come Sunday night. Mark my words, even if you're not in any of these cities, you're going to be hearing about it in your cities because they're going to be hearing and fearing about it coming to a city near you. So you probably know what I'm going to say if you have been listening to any of the past few episodes on this podcast. If you want the full story, come on over and join our community. It's a new Facebook group where we focus on illegal immigration, okay? There was a time, once upon a time, where we did the entire podcast here on the podcast. But now what we've opted to do is to do like a little preview on the podcast, and we really want to connect with people who actually care about the issues. No offense to you people who just want to listen and not really care too much. And maybe you just really like my voice. I like it too. But as much as I am flattered by that, I don't want to connect with you. I want to connect with people who actually want to do something about illegal immigration. So if you really want to have an impact as a citizen on illegal immigration, like I said, we just created a new Facebook group. Go ahead and check it out. It's in the description box of this episode. Request to join. And when you join, you'll get the full details of this weekend and the raids that begin. There's a video that's posted about the snippet that I've talked about here in this episode, okay? And so go ahead, click the link in the description box of this episode, and we gladly welcome you with open arms, so long as you are not an open border sympathizer, because those are absolutely not allowed in our group. So thank you so much for listening, guys. Again, check out the Facebook group in the description box of this episode. Our group is called Resource for Americans Against Illegal Immigration. We're a growing group, a new group, so don't be deterred when you don't see loads and loads of members. We're just getting it off the ground, so get in while you can, because at a certain point, we may not want you in. No, I'm just joking, but anyway, guys, I'm like super pumped, super happy, and excited for this weekend. Can you guess Monday what I'm going to be talking about? So, anywho, come on over to the group. I look forward to seeing you in there and informing you some more and letting you know how you can actually make impact on illegal immigration, because the other side wants you to think you just have to sit down and take it or bend over and take it. And I'm here to inform you that you don't have to. All right. So have a good weekend, guys, because I know I will. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.